Everybody is cheer dancing in the
we
studio
can't
right
help
now.
Help ourselves from dancing, Wendy.
Let's
it's
do
impossible.
It.
Let's dance, fellas.
Bill, I gotta turn you on to a couple of guys. Two out of the four guys. My son Dylan is going to be 13. My other son Michael's 16, and they watch this show on True TV all the time. And they said, "Mom, Dad, you got to watch it with us." And I said, "What is it about?" "Oh, these crazy guys. They play practical jokes on people, and they do it for points." And I said, "Is it going to make me uncomfortable? Because I can't watch Cops. That makes me uncomfortable." But I am not uncomfortable with impractical jokers. In the studio with us right now, Joe Gatto and James Murray.
Hey,
guys. Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. Very well. Great. Thanks for having us.
Great to meet you.
Likewise.
This show is hysterically funny, very uncomfortable at times, but not in a way that you cringe. It's such a good family show.
That's so cool that we love hearing when kids turn their parents onto it and families watch it together. We get that a lot where there'll be generations, like grandmothers will watch it with their kids and grandkids. It's crazy that everybody watches it together.
You're probably not old enough, but I'm sure you'll get the reference. There was a show on for many, many years called Candid Camera.
Yeah, of course.
So you do know. Sure. And Durwood Kirby. Mm-hmm. So the roots of what you do are probably based on that to some extent, right?
Sure. Yeah. It's similar in a way in that we are playing jokes, but I think the spin on our show is that the jokes are on us.
Oh.
You know, so that we kind of took a prank show and spun it upside down, so we're the butt of the jokes, not the public, which I think is what you were saying.
Yeah.
Like, some people get uncomfortable watching prank shows. Our show, they just like watching us torture each other.
Yeah, we're just being mean to our own friends, so you have a license to do that.
Sure, why
and
not?
You guys have been friends for how long?
26 years.
How
we
about
met
that?
Freshman year of high school,
1990.
All four of you at the same time.
Same year.
Yeah.
Oh, and did you ever think you would have a show and selling out shows like tonight at the Rosemont Theater? Did you ever envision this?
We knew exactly freshman year. In religion class. We're like, this is going to be our
I was like, let me copy your math homework also. In 2016, you and I are going to take over the comedic world. No, we were happy to get episode 2 of the show.
And how many seasons now are you working on?
We are filming our fifth season.
Oh, great.
We hit our 100th episode about 2 months ago.
So what did you guys do to convince True TV that you would provide them with a good show? What was that?
A lot
like?
Of bribery.
Is there bribery?
Yeah, a lot of just
we knew
promise.
Who to sleep with, let me tell you.
No, it was mostly like the person that we sold it to really saw what the magic of our show that people like is that we're truly friends. We're not cast
you
as
can
friends.
Tell.
That's it. So it comes right through, and it's really about a show about friendship, and that's what everybody really connects with.
Yep.
So I think that's really what helped it. It was unlike anything they had seen, she told us, and she was like, "You know, we'd love to have you here." And we said, "Okay, we'll be on TV."
We tried a few times before to get a TV show. We sold a sketch comedy show with us in it to Spike TV, shot a pilot, didn't go to series. We sold an improv comedy show to A&E, shot a pilot, didn't go to series. So a lot of what it is finding the right format and the right cast. And we put those two things together, and you know, three times was a charm with Jokers.
Yeah, and this embarrassment comedy is like really how we made each other laugh in our life. There's no acting. This is how we do it. Like, if we ever got an elevator together, cameras or not, we're making something up to make the other guy feel uncomfortable. So,
and that's, you know, because the kids that do turn you on to it. By the way, I have to read this text. We said we were having you guys on, and we got this a while ago from 224. Wendy and Bill, my family have to be the Jokers' biggest fans here in Chicago. We've watched them as a group since the first show. Please give them our best and thank them for some of the best laughs we've had together in our family room. From Lisa.
Hi Lisa. Welcome. We're coming over for dinner tonight.
Yes.
I'm thinking, Bill, you play tennis, and there's a really great bit where you guys are going up against these tennis pros.
Yeah, we pretended to be, like a lot of our show is we pretend to be a professional in something.
Oh, nice.
I was
so
crying.
We were teaching tennis classes out in Long Island, so there was people showing up for tennis, and we were like talking about our history of who we were, and none of us are in shape or know. I think Sal and I, neither Sal nor I that day had swung a tennis racket ever in our life.
Yeah.
So now we have to be tennis pros, and they made me some Belgian champion. Remember?
You guys were Australia. He was ranked number 382 in Australia. It's like, so you're not
impressive.
But he's having them do moves and stuff. Yeah. And people are looking at you like, are you serious? No, you do it this way.
Yeah.
It was just so stupidly funny.
Yeah. What does not make the air? My guess is something has happened along the way that you think to yourself, this is so funny, but we can't sadly put this on TV. What has not made
the trick to the show really is like there's a whole procedure to release somebody when they agree to be on the show.
Yeah.
So we tell them after the prank has happened. So you don't tell them before because you don't want them in on the joke.
Right.
And you want their genuine reaction. So sometimes people won't sign, and we've had, unfortunately, there's been some great stuff.
Yeah. The one that I think of is we were working at a supermarket and Sal was behind the counter ringing customers up. And this woman comes, she's going to pay for her groceries, so she takes out her credit card. So I said to Sal, nonchalantly, take out your cell phone and snap a photo of her credit card before you swipe it.
And you have like a two-way thing. Like you're talking in his ear. So if you've never seen the show, you're getting orders or
commands from,
yes, from your friends.
Yeah, commanding you what to do.
Right.
So Sal does it, and go figure, people don't respond well when you try to steal their identity. She went ballistic and called 911 on us. The cops came.
Oh, nice.
Thankfully, they were fans of the show and wanted photos with us.
Yeah, so it was great. Worked out. But you'll never see that because she was like, I'm not going to be on your show.
Yeah. And they never like when you do these pranks, people out in the public, they never recognize you?
Well, New York City is a great ally in that because there's just, you know, there's 8 million people. So if half the people don't recognize us, that's 4 million people that we could get. So some people will see us and we'll just, if they know us, we just shuffle them along.
Also, Bill, we're very average looking guys.
Yeah, we're forgettable.
You know.
Can I show them a picture? All right. Murray, you look just like my doctor. Now, he's not my gynecologist.
I was about to say,
because that would be weird. But I will show you a picture of my doctor, and every time I go see him, we'll show it to you during the break.
Oh, I see it.
It's so weird. So I watch you, and I'm like, there's Dr. Rudy. And so then when I go into him and I have to take my shirt off, I feel kind of weird.
Here's the joke. I am your doctor. This whole time.
Gotcha.
This has been a very long prank.
Been working on this forever. Boy, you
I'm
guys
not
are
signing
good.
Off on this one. We are talking to Joe Gatto and James Murray Thursdays at 9 Central on True TV. You can watch Impractical Jokers. You can also see them tonight, Rosemont Theater, 7 p.m. You can get your tickets at Ticketmaster.com. And sit tight because we will come back. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder at 720 WGN. You guys are like 10 years old. I didn't have their mics
you
on.
Punks.
You punks. You're right. The whole commercial, punks. Joe's just going,
I didn't have your mics on. I
know,
but
I just tried watching.
You are the embodiment of evil, you kids.
I would never be able to do that in a million years.
Impractical Jokers.
I've written your names down. How do you like that? Your names are written down. Now you're in trouble.
All cool. right. Where is Sal and where is Q?
We don't know. So if anyone sees, please call the station as soon as you can.
All four of you tonight in action, Rosemont Theater, the Where's Larry tour. Mm-hmm. What can we expect?
The live show is it's a stand-up comedy show. All four of us are on stage. It's like a big theater show. And there's a giant screen behind us where we show hidden camera challenges you can't see on TV.
Oh.
We film just for the live show.
Exclusive.
It's a lot of us telling stories from the show, from our lives. It's our friendship on display, basically.
Yeah. Is it in color?
It is in color.
It's in Technicolor. Yeah, coming to you live.
People love color.
It's a talkie, too.
It's a talkie.
Oh, it is. Yeah. Wow.
Actually, the whole thing is silent. We have somebody up front that just holds up all the cards.
I think that's what's kind of so charming about your whole Impractical Joker show on True TV is you guys are friends, so no holds barred. You guys are not always lovely to one another, you're genuine.
Yeah, but the thing that people that we like to about the live show, especially, is that when we get out there to meet the fans, or even on the streets and stuff, when you get to meet the fans, people feel like they know you, which is it's a lot of fun. You know, we're excited to be with the people on the show, so it's like a genuine excitement when you get to meet fans of the show and get to hang out with them.
Yeah,
you know?
Like we're doing this is a cross-country bus tour we're in the middle of right now, right? And when we film the TV show, it's a hidden camera show. We never get to see how it affects people.
Oh, yeah.
You can't talk to, and if somebody's a fan, it's like bad. You know what I mean? Like during when you're filming the show, it's like, get away. You can't say anything.
Yeah.
But here, when you're out and you do this, the bus tour, and like we're doing a cruise. We're doing
that is crazy.
Yeah, it's going to be so much fun.
We're doing an Impractical Jokers cruise in January. It goes from Miami to Cozumel.
January 11th.
Vacation.
Oh, wow.
In the Caribbean with fans.
Yeah, we're basically vacationing with fans. It's great.
See, that would scare me. I wouldn't trust you guys.
No, we're not filming anything. It's like part of the live
show. I still wouldn't trust
you
guys. Look at you guys in the studio when he's doing a live read.
The boat is called the Titanic 2.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
It's the iceberg tour. It'll be so much fun.
They fixed all the problems with the first one.
Don't you trust us?
But people will expect.
I don't trust guys with matching shirts.
You can trust me.
People will expect there to be something going on because of the nature of who you are. The whole trip, they won't trust you.
The whole bill is packed with comedians. We have Gilbert Gottfried, Lisa Lampanelli, you know,
people going down. Michael Cera, all sorts of.
Yes.
You know who we have on the boat? David Zucker, who's from the airplane, Naked Gun fame.
Yeah.
He's going to be doing a screening of one of his movies.
On the boat, yeah. There's we have the Dan Band is going to be performing, the guys from the Hangover movies.
Really?
Yeah. So it's just a crazy good time. It's a week of craziness with fans, and we're so excited to just be there and do it.
Oh, that's going to be nice. Yeah. Do you guys have, do the Impractical Jokers have a Pete Best? Was there a fifth guy that almost got into the group?
Well, there was a fourth guy that dropped out, and then Q jumped in.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, when we did live improv back in the day, this is a long time ago, Q would guest perform with us, and we had a fourth member.
Yeah.
And then he grew up too fast. See, that was his problem. He got married and had a kid.
He's still a good, a close friend of ours who chose to have a wife and kid and a respectable job.
But does he feel a little like he's missing out a little bit? You guys?
No, we feel like we're missing out on the life he has a little.
Do you?
Yeah, he's doing what?
Bill, I still live alone. I have no prospects for ever getting married, no children. So, you know,
he's doing all right.
Yeah. What I'm saying is, do you have anybody that's single?
We'll find you somebody.
Anybody in Chicago.
10th caller, 312-981-7200.
Well, you better drop that down. The fifth caller. Fifth caller.
Before they come to their senses.
Any caller. Actually, I will take you on a date.
The operator. You just pick up the phone, press zero.
Please call.
He looks like my doctor, girls, you know.
I can play a doctor on TV. Dr. Rudy.
Where do you think this will go? Like in 5 years, in 10 years, will you still be doing the show?
The graveyard.
Gone.
Well, I'll be dead. Yeah.
You know, we're hoping to do a Joker's movie next
that's the
year.
Next step.
That's the big next
We're
step.
Working on that now, which is going to be so much fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cross country, like take the live show, take the TV show on the road and do challenges cross country.
That would be fun. Yeah.
Well, come through Chicago and come visit us again.
We'd love to. Great. Yeah, thanks so much.
Go on. Is there, I don't know who your influences were, because there's a kids in the hall element to you guys. You get that a little bit?
Yeah, we get that. Yeah, because the group dynamic too, people put that together, Stella, you know, stuff like that. Yeah.
So, very much so.
You know, our influences are, you know, the Zucker Brothers, of course.
Mel Brooks.
You know, Eddie Murphy.
Yeah. Is he? Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. I mean, Kids in the Hall were our favorite group. You know, we used to go see them.
We
started the Tenderloins, we waited outside.
Carnegie Hall.
Out of, was it Carnegie Hall?
Carnegie Hall, yeah.
To see they did a show, and we waited outside, and we handed them our VHS tape of our sketch comedy.
Oh, did you?
And they were watching on the tour bus.
And we're like, we're going to make it now.
Yeah,
so you wonder something funny about them? Wendy and I had Dave up from the group, from Kids in the Hall, and I asked the question, every improv group has a weak link, who is yours? And before I finished the question, he goes, Kevin. It's one of the guys in the group. Then we had another guy, Scott Thompson from the group, and I asked him the same question. He goes, well, it would be Kevin. And then when we had Kevin up, I started to tell him the story, and he put his hand up. He's like, don't tell me the rest. Every guy says me, right? And it was true. Isn't that crazy?
That's crazy.
With us, we're four weak links.
Yeah, we're a weak chain.
We're equally weak.
We're a brittle chain of comedy.
We saw Julia from upstairs came down to get her picture taken with you. Jason from our production department came down. People love you. Everyone's texting. My husband and I love Impractical Jokers. Wish we were going to their show in Rosemont. There are people who said, please tell the Impractical Jokers that my son turned me on to their show.
Oh, that's great.
Very cool.
And I love it.
Smart
this
kid.
This might be for you, Murr. I am divorced, and my 10-year-old and 7-year-old all have cried from laughing. Thank you, guys.
All right. Welcome. I see the subtle dropped in the divorce.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's dropped in the divorce. You know, again, all you have to do is call and say, they'll hook you up with me.
Call her. No,
we'll
actually,
go get,
we're going to call
someone
at random.
Panera. It'll be great.
We're going to call somebody at random and just hopefully. Actually, just come down to the corner of the Magnificent Mile.
Right. We'll find you. We'll get you going. The ultimate compliment is the multi-generational thing, that families can watch you guys and laugh together. The only show like that for us right now is SVU, is the only one we all watch together and laugh at. It's very rare.
Yeah, see, with my generation, it was To Catch a Predator.
Oh, yeah.
My grandparents, my parents.
giggles.
Yeah, it was a hoot. Yeah. What a hoot.
Always funny. Yeah. Yep.
Never gets old.
Yeah, but see, a lot of people would not like that the kids and mom and dad are watching together. I think it's a really cool thing because
it is.
We as parents now are way cooler than our parents used to be.
That's how we grew up. I grew up watching comedy with my father and just and like that was like a bonding thing. So I think that to be able to give that back to people is what we really enjoy.
Yep.
Well, they love you. People love you, and you should go see them tonight. Last night was a sold-out show.
Yeah, tonight I think it's sold out, too. But who knows? Go on Ticketmaster. Who knows? Maybe there's...
I think there's a ticket left.
Yeah.
One ticket still available.
One ticket available.
Go to Ticketmaster.com for tickets.
And come on the cruise. Come on the boat.
That really does sound like
fun. That sounds so much fun. Gilbert Gottfried, Lisa Lampanelli, all those people. Everybody sounds like a good time.
Friends of our shows.
Yeah, we've had them on. Many times. Guys, it's so cool to meet you.
Likewise.
Joe Gatto and then James Murray. They call him Murr. Great to meet both of you.
Great,
thank you
so
success.
Much.
A quick break and then more show ahead. It's Bill and Wendy WGN.